Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud. We'll start a little bit earlier on Daf Tesim Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein bein kayin meshuach v'shem and a mishkal emru begadim, el apar habal kol mitzvahs. There's two ways that a kayin could become a kayin gadol. Before the Shem and HaMishka was Nignaz, before Yeshua HaMelech was Gainizit, they were actually anointed with the Shem and HaMishka that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And then Yeshua HaMelech was Gainizit the Shem and HaMishka. They didn't have Shem and HaMishka after that. All Kahanim Gedolim after him became a Kohen Gadol just by wearing the extra begadim, the Chayshin, the Eifei, the Mil, and the Tzitz, the extra begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore. And that's how they turned into a Kohen Gadol, and that's what's called the Merub Begadim. So the Mishnah is saying that the halachas of a Meshuach b'Shem and a Mishcha and a Merub b'Gadim are the same, except in regard to one thing, a par habal kol mitzvahs. So to be makdim, when a Yachid, anyone in Klal Yisrael that's not a Nasi or a Kohen Mashiach, does a Avera, is over b'Shegig on a Chayvi Krisus, they have to bring a Chatas. The Chatas they bring is a Kispa Seira, a Nekeva, a female sheep or a female goat, and it's a chatas chitzayna. It's brought on the mizbeach chitzayin, its blood is sprinkled on the four corners, and the basar is eaten. A kayin mashiach and brings a par. Also, when it's the tzibur does a chait, it also brings a par. In other words, if a kayin mashiach does an avera, a chait b'shegig, he paskins that a certain thing is mutter when it's really aser, by mistake, and he does kahira asai, and he eats chaylev when he paskins at its mutter, he doesn't bring a kisvay seira, he brings a par, a zachar, and it's also a chatas pnimi. Its blood is not sprinkled on the mizbech, instead it's sprinkled seven times in front of the pareches. So too, when the tzibur does a chait, when Rav of the Tzibur does a chait, al pi the hayra of the Bezin HaGadol, the Bezin HaGadol paskins that chaylev is mutter, or any of the chayvei krisus are mutter, and it was a tais, and Rav of the Tzibur did al pihem, so then the Yechidim do not bring a kisvah seira, the Tzibur together brings a par, and that's called the par halmdavish al Tzibur, and that also is a chatas pnimi. So Rashi and Taisus here learns that what the Mishnah means is like this. This din, that a Kohen Mashiach brings its own carbon, he brings a par, and it's a par pnimi, is dafka Mashiach, meaning Meshuach b'Shem and HaMishcha. Mashenke Merub b'Gadim, he doesn't bring a par, he would just bring a kisvah seira like a yachid. And that's what Taisus here also learns up. That's the pshat in the Gemara. This halacha, that a Kohen Mashiach has a special chatas to bring, is dafka Meshuach b'Shem and HaMishcha, not Merub b'Gadim. Like Gabi, all other dine kuna g'dayla, they're both the same. Taisus Bavarin's perhaps learning a different shot. Perhaps learning when it says Ela Par Habal Kol Mitzvahs, the Psukim there are mashma both by a Par Kohen Mashiach and by a Par HaMdavish Al Tzibur, that the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, is the one that's makriv the par. So maybe you can learn that subshat in the Mishnah. We're not only discussing whether the Aveira that was done by the Kohen Gadol is Tafka when he's a Kohen Mashiach, he brings a par. When he's a Merub HaGadim, he brings a regular Kasher Seir like a Yachid. Maybe it means that krava of a parabol kamitzis, which would include both the par kayim mashiach and the par helm davish tzibur, has to be brought dafka by a kayim mashiach, not by merub begadim. So if the tzibur would be chayta, let's say after the gain is a shem and a mishka, you don't have a par kayim mashiach, they wouldn't be able to bring a par helm davish tzibur. Even being a gaya by a par kayim mashiach, like let's say the kayim that was meshuach b'shem and a mishka was chayte, and happens to be, he can't be Ovid anymore for whatever reason. And then we mount another Kohen Gadol, and the other Kohen Gadol is just a Merub Megadim, because he was Mamana after the Shem and HaMishka was Nignaz. So he wouldn't be able to be Makriv, the Par Kohen HaMashiach. It says, Chutz mi Par Baal Kol Mitzvahs, it doesn't mean who's Mechuyiv, the Par Baal Kol Mitzvahs, meaning Dafka, the Kohen Mashiach, Dafka B'Shem and HaMishka, not Merub Megadim. It means who could be Makriv, the Par Baal Kol Mitzvahs, the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par HaMdavish Al Tzibur. So Taisa says that can't be, because the Taisa kind of says that even a Kohen Hedya can be Makrivit, even though the Pasuk says that the Kohen Mashiach is Makrivit in both cases, but you have a Ribuy, that a Kohen Hedya could also be Makrivit. So Kol Shekein Merub B'Gadim can be Makrivit. Lamaisa, not all Rishonim hold this way. The Rambam also holds this way. The Rambam also brings down this Teres Kainim, that a Kain had you, but the Evid is good enough for a to be bring a Pahalm Davish al Tzibur. But there is an interesting Riva, a Taisis in Yuma, Daphnan Zayin, where there the Gemara is in a discussion whether the blood that was sprinkled by the Chatayis Primius, by the Pahalm Davish al Tzibur and the Parakai Mashiach, and who in them by the Parin Sarav Yom Kippurim, did it actually touch the Pareches, or was it sprinkled on the floor in front of the Pareches? So the Gemara brings up Shmuel Bar Yosi, who says that he was in Rome and he saw that the Pareches had blood on it. And the Gemara was discussing if the blood came from the Kabbanis Yom Kippur, or did it come from the Par Kai Mashiach, the Paralm Davish Al Tzibur. It's Paralm Davish Al Tzibur, they actually. Now it doesn't mention Par Kai Mashiach, it's just his Paralm Davish Al Tzibur. So the Revi asks Akasha like this. He says, how could it be that they would have blood from the Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur on the Pareches? Mimanavshach. If it happened during the Bayis Rishon, then the Bayis Rishon, there was no Pareches, there was a door, like it says early in the Gemara Numa. And if it was in the Bayis Sheni, in the Bayis Sheni, there was no Kayim Mashiach that could be makav the Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur. Because you need a Kayim Mashiach to makav the Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur, and he learns it up in our Mishnah that Ein Bein Kayim Mashiach. Meaning that you can't be makir of a parabol kamitzis by parhelim davish al tzibur, only a kohen mashiach could do it. So he says it must be talking about the Bayis Rishon, and the parechas wasn't the stam the parechas, it was the parechas the bavi, the extra parechas that was there besides for the door. That's what the Riva says. But you see, klar that he named on the pshat was in the Mishnah was the pshat that Taisus says not to learn. That it means Dafka Kayim Mashiach could be makriv a parabolic mitzvah, and it includes the parahelim davish al tzibur, which only a Kayim Mashiach could be makriv. And the Reeve there argues, and he says what Taisus here says, that the Taish Kainim says that even a Kayim Hedid can be makriv a parahelim davish al tzibur, koshkain a Kayim Rubugadim, so it's talking about a Bayesheni. And that's why the Mishnah only said, that's why the Gemara, they only mentioned the parahelim davish al tzibur, not the parakayim Mashiach, because it was assuming that it happened during Bayis Sheni, and during Bayis Sheni there was no Parakai Mashiach because there was no Mashiach B'Shem and Amishka. So it's a machlokes, the Riva and the Ri, and this Taisus names not like the Ri, like he brings from the Taisus Kainim. Now this is all Mitzayin in the Gilyan Hashas here from B'Kiva Eger, and he's also Mitzayin that Rashi in Kedushin, Daf Lam Mevavim and Beis, assumes that you need a Kayin Gadol to be Makir of the Parhelm Davish Al Tzibur, which would seem to be like the Shittas Riva. The Taisus there says, no, even a Kayin Hedid is good enough, which would stem with the Ri in Yuma and the Taisus here. It is a little bit schwer, so why didn't Rashi here learn the Mishnah like the Riva? Why did Rashi say that Parabol Kalmitzis means Dafka the Parakayim Mashiach, and it means that the Merub Begadim is not Mechuyiv a Parabol Kalmitzis, he's just Mechuyiv the Chattas of the Yachid? Why didn't Rashi learn that Parabol Kalmitzis means that only a Kain Meshuach B'Shem Rishka could be Makriv the Parabol Kalmitzis? It could be you could learn that Rashi holds that a Meru Begadim could also be Makriv a Parabol Kalmitzis, a Parabol Davish Al Tzibur. He's only saying a Kain Hedi can't do it. So it'll come out a middle Shita. Rashi in Hari is Nafya Beis and Mabeis, where our Mishnah is brought down. Rashi teaches the Mishnah that when it says Parabol Kalmitzis, it means Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur. Rashi teaches the Mishnah exactly like the Riva, and it's clear that he means that only a Meshuach M'Shem and a Mishcha could be Makriv, a Parabol Komitzis, a Chattas Pnimi, a Par of Helim Davish Al Tzibur. A little bit schwer, why Rashi and Harius teaches the Mishnah one way, and Rashi and Megillah teaches the Mishnah the other way, like the Ri. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah continues, Ein ben kayin mishamesh l'kayin sha'avar, el apar yayim mekipurim v'asiris sa'efa. When you have a kayin which is actually serving, that's called a kayin mishamesh. When you have a kayin which was brought in to be a substitute, in other words, if the kayin mishamesh had a psul, was the by carry, they needed another kayin gadol, so they were manas someone to be a kayin gadol on a temporary basis, and now the first one comes back. So the second one who came in as a substitute, he's called a Kayin Sha'avar. The Mishnah says that the Kayin Sha'avar, even though he's not the practicing Kayin Gadol, he has all the dinim of the Kayin Gadol, except the Par Yom Kippurim v'Asiris Se'efa. On Yom Kippur, the Kayin Gadol has to bring his own par. Only the Kayin Mishamish brings the par. The Kayin Sha'avar does not bring the par. But also every single day, a Kayan brings an Asir Sa'efa, brings a Minchas Chavitim. So there, only one Kayan Gadol brings a Minchas Chavitim. The Kayan Sha'avar does not bring the Minchas Chavitim. The Gemara says that this Mishnah holds the Chold of Reim Zevezer Shavim. It holds like a Meir that holds that even the Kayan Sha'avar is Mishamish B'Shmeina Begadim. He has all the mitzvahs of Kuna Gedayla. He has an Isser of Priya Prima on a mace. He's only allowed to marry a Basula, he's not allowed to marry an Almana. He could be Makriv Einan. That's what Rashi mentions. Also, he's not Metame to the Shiva Kravim. A Kayin Hedyet is Metame to his father, his mother, and his son and his daughter, and his sister's brother and his wife. And a Kayin Sha'avar has a din of a Kayin Gadol, it's not Metame. So the Gemara says it's actually a Machlekes Tanam, it's Machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yesi. And this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara brings the Braisa. Irubai psul. Let's say a Kayin Gadol had a psul. Uminu Kayin Achatachtav. And they appointed another Kayin. He should be in place of him. And then the psul goes away. Risha Chayzla Vedasei. The Rishain gets back his job as a Kayin Gadol. But Shani Kol Mitzvah Kuna Gadol Olav. Shani is completely as all the dinim of a Kayin Gadol. Divrei Meir, with the exception, like the Mishnah said, of the Pariyam Kippurim and the Sir Seifa. Rabbi Yisai Marisha Chayzla Vedasei. The Rishain gets back his job as a Kayin Gadol. Shani and Eroi loy l'kayin gadol v'loy l'kayin hedit. The second one cannot be neither a kayin gadol nor a kayin hedit. And the Gemara explains, he can't be a kayin gadol because of Eva. When the kayin ha-meshamesh will see him having the same dinim as a kayin gadol, that will come Eva, will be jealous of him. And he can't be a kayin hedit because of malam ha-kaydish v'ei meriden, since he was a kayin gadol for a short time. He can't go back to the status of Kayin Hedyet. That would be a problem of Meiridin. That would be lessening his Kedusha. So Taisus asks Akasha. It would seem that both Reb Meir and Reb Yesi hold that Me'ikar Adin is a Kayin Gadol. He's a full Kayin Gadol Me'ikar Adin. But Rabbi Meir holds that, so he actually puts on the Shmeina Begadim. He wears the Chayish and the Eifah, the Me'ilah and the Tzitz, and he's Eivad Avaid like a Kayin Gadol. And Reb Yesi holds he can't do that because of Eva. But the question is, if that's true, why do you have to say he's not over like a Kayin Gadol because of Malam Mekaydish Ve'ei Meriden? Why don't you say that he can't be over like a Kayin Hedyet because of Mechusa Begadim? If someone is a Kayin Gadol, he has the dinim of a Kayin Gadol. So the only Begadim that's good enough for him is the Big Day Kayin Gadol. If a Kayin Gadol is missing some of the Big Day Kayin Gadol, he's a Mechusa Begadim. A Mechusa Begadim passels the Aveda. So why does the Braisa say that the reason why it can't be Eivet as a Kayin Hedyet is because Malam Mekaydish Ve'ei Meriden, typically, he has Dine Kayin Gadol. According to Rabbi Yesi, he only can't be Eivet as a Kayin Gadol because of Eva. Vayis Taisi has Dine Kayin Gadol. So if he's Eivet Be'arba Begadim, it should be a partial problem of Mechusa Begadim. Braisa answers, because Bezin has a right to demote him and make him Eis Kayin Gadol. Bezin, Yom Medaf Yubezin Medbei, says a little bit more, Clark. Kayin Gadol is mismana bepeh, mistalik bepeh. He could become Eis Kayin Gadol. And he brings a Tesefta and Yerushalmi, which talk about a Kayin Gadol named Yosef ben Elam, that the Melech, for whatever reason, because he was talking Chutzbik, demoted him actually from being a Kayin Gadol. So you see, there's such a thing as a person who's a Kayin Gadol could become Eis Kayin Gadol. That's why we need the din of Malam Mekaydish Ve'ei Meriden, because without the din of Malam Mekaydish Ve'ei Meriden, he'll be able to Meshamish B'dal Begadim by being removed from being the Kayin Gadol. So the Torah Evin asks Akasha, though, that the Mishnah Hariyah says clearly, the Mishnah Hariyah says that when you have a Nasi and a Kayin Gadol, if they did a Chait while they were a Nasi, the Nasi also brings a special Chatas, he brings a Sa'ir. He doesn't bring a Se'ir or a Kisva, he brings a Sa'ir, he brings a Chatas. If he does a Chait, a Chai V'Krisis B'Shegig, he has his own carbon, he has a Sa'ir. It's actually a Chatas Chitzayna, but that's a din. So the Mishnah says like this, if either a Kayin Gadol or a Nasi does a Chait while they're a Kayin Gadol and a Nasi, and then they become Eis, they become removed from Kuna Gedayla or from being a Nasi, meaning being a Melech, so then they would bring the carbon that they were Chayiv B'Shas the Chait. They were already in a Schayiv, the Kayin Gadol and the Parakayim Mashiach, the Nasi and the Nasi and the Seer Nasi, and they would bring that carbon even though now they're no longer a Kayin Gadol or a Melech. Masha'en Kain, if they were Chata after, a Kayin Mashiach is Chata after he was Avar, or a Nasi was Chata after become Ais Nasi, then it depends. A Nasi, once he's Ais Nasi, he's a Hedyot. He's gone. He's not a Melech at all. Mashein Kein, a Kayim Mashiach, if he was Aver, he remains a Kayim Mashiach, and he still brings a Par Kayim Mashiach, even though he's Aver already. And the Gemara there also learns out that he's still Aser Balmana, even though he's a Kayin Sha'aver, he's still Aser Balmana. So the Kasha is, fact the Gvura Sari, fact the Turi Evan, and the Gvura Sari also in Yuma, the same shtickle. According to Taisa, says, Nistalik Bepeh becomes Ais Kayin Gadol, the Kawir Dal Begadim. So what's the pshat that he brings the Par Kayin Mashiach, and what's the pshat he's Aser Balmana? You see from that Gemara that he can't be Nistalik. So the Turi Evan says, he will learn pshat in the Bryson like this, that Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't make him, he can't be Meshamash Adal Begadim, it's Malam Bekaydish Vein Meridin. In Malam Bekaydish Vein Meridin state that he remains a Kayin Gadol no matter what. He never becomes Ais Kayin Gadol. Without the klal of Malam Bekaydish Vein Meridin, he would become Ais Kayin Gadol, he'd be like a Kayin Hedyot. He'd be Mutin Almana, he wouldn't bring a Parakayim Mashiach, and be Meshamash Adal Begadim. But now that we have the din of Malam Bekaydish Vein Meridin, that teaches us that once a Kayin Gadol, always a Kayin Gadol. He'll remain with the din Kayin Gadol no matter what. Rabbi Meir says that he could be Eivah like a Kayin Gadol. Rabbi Yossi says he can't do that out to Eivah, but he can't turn back into a Kayin Hedyot because of Malam Bekaydish Vein Meridin. So what's Pshat in Taisus? What's Pshat in Taisus that holds that you could be Masalik a Kayin Gadol? He could become Ais Kayin Gadol. How does it stem with the Mishnah in Harius that says that a Mashiach Sha'avah still brings a Parakai Mashiach and is still Asur Balmana? So I found three Mahalchim in this Inyan, Lefi Taisus. The Chazanish in Hariya says, that Taisus holds that you could fire a Kayin Gadol, you could demote a Kayin Gadol, if the Melech and the Echav HaKayinim decide that he should become Ais Kayin Gadol, becomes Ais Kayin Gadol. But the Mishnah Hariya is talking about where you did not demote him. You happen not to have demoted him. A Mashiach Sha'avah means he became too old to be Mishamish. He has a mum, or he's a Zaken, and a Zaken can't be a Kain. It's like a mum. And Bezin never was Mesalakim formally. They never said that he's Ais Kayin Gadol. They appointed another Kayin Gadol in place of him, but they never made him Ais Kayin Gadol. So even though they appointed another Kayin Gadol in place of him, and even though he can't be Mishamish, he has a mum, but he still has Dine Kayin Gadol. No one ever made him Ais Kayin Gadol. He retains the Dine Kayin Gadol. He brings a Parakai Mashiach. He has to bring a Parakai Mashiach if he does an Aveira. He's also Baal Mana. He's not Perei. He's not Purim. He's not Metame LeKrevim. He has all the Dine Kayin Gadol. And if he would happen to be able to be Eivid, then also he'd be Eivid B'Shmein B'Gadim, even though practically he's not Eivid the Beis HaMikdash. They had to have another Kayin Gadol, but they never actually made him Ais Kayin Gadol. But if they would decide to make him Ais Kayin Gadol, they'll make a Chalois Siluk, a Chalois, being Mesalikim for being a Kayin Gadol, he would taka become Ais Kayin Gadol, he'd have all the Dine Kayin Hedyot. That's what the Chazanish learns up. So the Braisa that says that the reason why he can't be Meshamesh Bedal Begadim is because of Malam Bekaydish Ve'em Meridin, without Malam Bekaydish Ve'em Meridin, they would probably try to find a takana for him to be Eivid with Dalad Begadim by being Mesalikim, by making him Ais Kayin Gadol. That way, at least he could be Eivid like a Kayin Hedyot. But that, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Malam Bekaydish Ve'em Meridin, you have to keep him as a Kayin Gadol, even though now he can't be Eivid altogether. He can't be a Kayin Gadol, it's Eiva. And he can't be a Kayin Hedyot because you never Mesalikim. So Malam Bekaydish Ve'em Meridin. But if there was any reason why you'd have to be Mesalikim, like in the case of Taisus Bruot, where he was acting improperly, so they were Mesalikim, so then he would taka being Gansan a Kayin Hedyot. That's what a Chazanish learns. Now there's a Yerushalmi in Harius that says that Shemin Mishchas Elekov Olav Ani Hashem, just like Ani Hashem, just like I am La'olam, so too the Shemin Mishchas Kaidish Olav Ani Hashem, the Shemin Mishchas also La'olam, he's never becoming Ais Kayin Gadol. It's a little bit shvei lefi the Chazanish, how do you learn the Yerushalmi? Because Yerushalmi's mashma that there's no way to be Mesalikim. Even if we answered the Bavli, that the Gemara in Harius that says that he still brings the Parakayim Mashiach, or he still is Asa Baman, is talking about you weren't Mesalikim, but if you wanted, you could be Mesalikim. The Yerushalmi in Harius that brings the Pasuk of Shem and Mishlis Kaidish Olav Ani Hashem, Ma Ani Hashem Lo'olam, Av Shem and Mishlis Kaidish Olav Lo'olam, is mashma that you can't be Mesalikim. So there's a pshat from the Chsam Sefer. The Chsam Sefer, it's Mamash Shalabim Kaimai, it's in Yeridea Simen Hay, He brings it in Derech Agav. He's discussing Stam. If the Kahala appoints someone for an appointment, could the Kahila be Chayzer and demote him? And he says, yes, they could. And it brings a Ryan from our Tesis that you see that even a Kohen Gadol could be demoted. Could be, you could be Masalika's appointment. So Koshkein, any other minui that's made, be manas somebody and a killer. If the killer wants, they could be Masalika's appointment. So he brings the Yishalmi, that a Kohen Gadol can't be Masalik, because Shem and Mishkas Elikav Allah V'ni Hashem Ma Hashem L'Olam Af Kohen Gadol L'Oivin L'Olam. And he says, that's only when he's Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka. When the Kohen is Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka, then he can't be Ois Kohen Gadol no matter what. The Taisus here is Tumen Amru B'Gadim. Someone who wasn't Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka. Amru B'Gadim, that's what Taisus means. He could be Nistalik B'Bet. So Mel, it's very good. The Gemara in Harius is discussing a Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka. Of course, the din of Mevi Par is Zich only by Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka. And that Gemara is going on the same thing with Alman. It's also talking about Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka. A Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka, the Meshicha blames La'ilam, that Meshicha will always make him Kohen Gadol forever. He can never become Ois Kohen Gadol. Mashenke Merub B'Gadim, that's a Minoy. The Minoy could be Masalik Ade Minoy. Who in the Aderis says this in his Kedushim to Harius? This is the Mashmais from the Pirish Mishnayis L'Ramam on the Mishnah that way. And that Mishnah that says a Kohen She'avim Meshichasei still brings a par. The Ramam says, Kohen Gadol, Em Avim B'mum Eizakin Akeitzim Em Mu'ayim B'Kishasei, Fisha Shemin HaMishcha Shinim Meshich Ba'in Em Vatal Masei. Dosa Mashmais, it's a din in the Shemin HaMishcha. So that's a chilek. It says Mestalik prepares Tung Mat Merub B'Gadim, and the Gemara that says that the Kohen Gadol remains a Kohen Gadol even after he's Avar is Tung Mat Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. So again, the Chazanish's Mahalach is a Kohen Gadol could always be Masalik, even if he's Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Just the Gemara in Harish is saying that he's not Masalik Me'elov. He doesn't become Masalik unless you do a Maisa being Masalikim. So if you do a Maisa, they go and the Melech and the Echa of a Kainim go and be Masalikim, he's Masalik. He's Ois Kohen Gadol and Gansin. And even if he's Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. That's why Agamar needs a din of Malam B'Kadesh Rehmi. We didn't tell you he's not Meshamish B'Dal B'Gadim. Because otherwise, they'd be Masalikim and Gansin. Completely Ois Kohen Gadol. But the Pshat in the Gemara in Harius is that they weren't Masalikim. He was just Avar. The Chasim Seifis Pshat is that by Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, and this is what it says in Yishalmi, there's no way he can Masalikim. A Maisa Silik wouldn't work. Meshuach B'Shem Mishka blames La'olam. And the Pshat in the Taisus that says that he can be Masalikim is talking about Merub B'Gadim he can Masalikim. In the Ksalim, for the Brisker Rav, in Zvachim, Nafichesim, and Beis, he brings another pshat from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says like this. Reb Chaim says there's two dinim in a Kohen Gadol. There's a Kedusha that a Kohen Gadol has, the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, which is a stronger Kedusha than the regular Kedushas Kohen Hedit. And then there's the Minoy. There's the appointment to be a Kohen Gadol, the job, the Shtela. And these are two separate dinim. Now, the Minoy, that you could be Masalik. You can Masalik just like it makes Bepeh, you can Masalik Bepeh. The Kedusha, that can never be Masalik. The Kedusha remains. And the Chaim is saying that even if it's not Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, even Reuben B'Gadim, you can Masalik the Minoy, but you can't be Masalik the Kedusha. It doesn't make a difference if it's Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha or Reuben B'Gadim. In both cases, the Minoy, you could be Masalik, but not the Kedusha. Now, certain dinim are totally in the Minoy, certain dinim are totally in the Kedusha. Zakhtar B'Chaim, how do you know if a din is totally in the Minoy or totally in the Kedusha? He says, you look at the Meshuach Mochama. There's such a thing called the Meshuach Mochama, a Kayin that gets a Meshicha to be the Meshuach Mochama, to be the Kayin Gadol in charge of the Mochama. And he doesn't have any Minoy to be a Kayin Gadol. But he has a din of Meshuach Mochama. It says that the Meshuach Mochama also is Asr Ba'almana, and he is Mechuyiv to marry a Besula, and he's Ene Pare, and he's Ene Parim, and he's not Metame to the Kravim. But he's not Ovid B'Shmeina B'Gadim. He's Ovid B'Dalad B'Gadim. You see like this, a Meshuach Mochama has Kedushas Kohen Gadol without a Minoy. So whatever din a Meshuach Mochama has, that din is telling the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Whatever din he doesn't have, that din is telling the Minoy. So Mais is very good. The Gemara in Harish is talking about the din of Parakai Mashiach. That's Tolui in the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The Gemara is talking about the Israel Mana. That's Tolui in the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The Kedushas Kohen Gadol can never be Masalik. Even if they demote him, even if they fire him for being a Kohen Gadol, he'll still have the din Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and it'll be Asa Ba'aman, it'll bring a Parakai Mashiach. and it'll also be also l'tami l'kreivim v'chuli. But l'gabi being oivet b'dalad begodim, without the din of malam b'kaidish v'eimei ridin, the Baal, he's not a practicing kain gadol, he's mesulik, they're mesalik the minui, he doesn't have the minui of kain gadol, so the din of shmeinim begodim is totally in the minui of kain gadol. Not totally in the kedusha of kain gadol. So even if he has kedushas kain gadol, he's like a mashulach muhammad, I'll be mashamish b'dalad begodim. So mele ve'egishmak, how it's miyushiv, Taisa says he's mistalik bepeh, but the Gemara in Horiyah says that he blames the Kohen Gadol la'olam, and the Yerushalmi that says that ma'ani Hashem la'olam after Hashem mishchus chedesh is la'olam is two things. The mini Kohen Gadol is mistalik, and mele can mishamish b'dal begadim if it wouldn't be for the din of ma'al mekadesh shem meridin. But the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, that can never be mistalik, that blames la'olam, that remains forever. Mele will bring a parakai Mashiach, and mele will be asa ba'almana. Well, Lizikum, we only have four shittas if you could fire a kain gadol, if you can make someone ice kain gadol. The Turi Evan holds that you can never be masalka kain gadol, period. That's good for what the Gemara means, ma'al makadish e meriden. A kain gadol will always have all the dinim kain gadol olam. Taisus that says you could be masalka the kain gadol, according to the Chazanish, means you can masalka meganson. And the Gemara in Horis that says he remains a kain gadol after his avar, that's if you weren't Mesalakim. So even if he's not Mamish practicing, but if you never Mesalakim, he still would have Dine Kayin Gadol. But if you ever Mesalakim, make him Ice Kayin Gadol, he'll lose all Dine Kayin Gadol. The Chassam Sefer makes a chilah between Meshuach, Meshem, and Amishcha, where there he'll retain the Dine Kayin Gadol no matter what. And Merub Begadim, where there, if you Mesalakim, he loses all the Dine Kayin Gadol. And Reb Chaim makes a chilah that there's two things. There's the Kedusha of the Kayin Gadol and the Mini of the Kayin Gadol. The Kedusha, you can never be Mesalak. So all the dinim, like the Isra Amana, and the din of bringing a parakai Mashiach, which is totally in the Kedusha, that will remain forever. And the Mina, you could be Mesalik. So the din of being Mishamish B'Shmayinu Begadim, which is the din of the Mina, that you could be Mesalik, and he won't be Mishamish anymore B'Shmayinu Begadim. And now let's do one more Nakudu, which is Negeya, to the Gemara in Daf Yud. The Mishnah brings down the Halacha, that Kedusha Shila Yesh Achareh Heter. Kedusha Shiloi, the Kedusha that they had when they made Mishkan Shiloi, after Shiloi was Charev, and as a Heter was a Heter Bameis, and you're able to makrif Karbanis wherever you wanted, even though B'Shas that Shiloi was around, there was an Issa Bameis, but after Shiloi was Charev, there was a Heter Bameis. And Kedusha Yerushalayim ain't Achere Heter. But once they were Niskan to Kedusha Yerushalayim, there will never be a Heter Bameis anymore. The Gemara brings down that Reb Yitzchak said that Shemati Shemakivim Bebeis Chaynav, that there is a het b'mis b'zman hazeh, because kedusha rishayin a kitchel l'shayta v'loy kitchel asad lavay. And the Gemara says he was chayzer, because the Mishnah says that kedusha shalayim ain't echre hetter, there's no het b'mis. So, after kedusha shalayim, there's no het b'mis, there's no het b'mis b'zman hazeh. But the Gemara says it's totally in a machlokes tanoim. There's a machlokes tanoim, if kedusha rishayin a kitchel l'shayta v'kitchel asad lavay, v'loy kitchel asad lavay. There's a man, the Yomim, that says, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, once they're Miskadish, the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, that remains forever no matter what. And during the Churim Bayis, it's still Kaddish. So then you can bring Karbanis in the Makam HaMikdash, but you can't, there's an Issa Bamis. But there's a man, the Yomim, that says, that like Kitchel Asulavai, and once it's Chariv, so it loses its Kedusha, and you cannot bring Karbanis in Shalayim anymore. So Taiz asks the Kasha, what's the Pshat of Yitzchak was Chayzer? Because of the Mishnah, it's telling him a chayk is tanan. The Mishnah holds kedusha rishayin a kitchel l'shaita, the kitchel asid lavay, and therefore there's an issa bamis. But there's a man the Amana holds like kitchel asid lavay, and the Meila there's no more kedusha based in Mikdash. The Meila is a het bamis. Taisa says the Rabbeinu Chaim that originally the Gemara thought if like kitchel asid lavay is a het bamis, but Bitzik was chayzer and he held that even if it's like kitchlas lavai, and you can't be makiv in the bayis anymore, but still there's also an issa bamis, the issa bamis is not dependent on kitchlas lavai. And mele l'kuli alma l'min issa bamis, the whole machlokes is, if you'd still have the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, you makiv by the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi and Zochem holds not that way. Rashi and Zochem, nafkuf yutasim and aleph, the remaskal vizir shiloi, is mafurish that the man the Amar holds of Issa Bamis is the one that holds Kitchel Asid Lavay. But if you hold like Kitchel Asid Lavay, then there's a Heter Bamis. So Taiz in other places argue on Rabbeinu Chaim. Taiz in Shuas Daf Tezayin and Taiz in Zvachim Daf Kuv Zayin is clear that the man the Amar that says like Kitchel Asid Lavay, there is a Heter Bamis. But the Ridva here also says like Rabbeinu Chaim that even if you hold like Kitchlas Ilave, there's still an Isser Bamas. Al Kopanim, so the Shaila is, so could you actually bring Karbanis Bizman Azad? There's no Beis HaMikdash. The Shaila was brought up a number of times, and a lot of different tshuvas from Gedalei Torah, particularly the 1800s, a lot of Gedalei Torah wrote tshuvas on this, and there were a lot of different objections to Lamaisa bringing Karbanis Bizman Azad. And I'll mention some of them. Actions, the first one that mentions someone Lamaisa holding that you can bring Karbanis Bizman Azad is the Kafta V'Ferach. It's a sefer that was written in the 13th century, where he says there that Rabbeinu Chananel de Paris was in Eretz Yisrael in the year Yud Zayin Le'elef HaShishi, which is 1257, and he said that he wants to bring Karbanis Yerushalayim, and this, the Kafta V'Ferach asked him two questions. First of all, with Tameh, so how could we go into the Makkah Mikdash to bring Karbanis with Tameh? And second of all, we don't have Kahanim Miyuchasim. At Kahanim, we don't know for sure who's the Kayin. And he didn't get an answer from him. They were very busy. Wasn't able to get an answer. But he says that about Tumah, he says an answer that Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur. You could bring a carbon tzibur, even though you're Tameh, the Gemara says. And about Kahanim Yechasim, he doesn't write an answer. But this Shaila was brought up again in Tavkuf Tzadik Zayin in 1837 by Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Ega, and he wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Kiva Ega asking him, Lamaisa, he wanted to bring Karbanis Bizman Azeh. Also, other Gedalei Torah wrote tshuvas to him, including the Binyan Tzion from the Aruch Lener, and that was a few years later. He wanted Lamaisa to do it. So, Rabbi Kiva Ega wrote to him, first objection he wrote was that it's not so clear that we paskin that Kedusha Rishayin, a Kitch L'Shaita, a Kitch L'Shaita, L'Avim, a Kivin Afishayim Bayis. The Rambam passes that way, but the Ravid argues. The Rambam is Mechalik. The Rambam says that even though L'Gabit Chumus and Maestris, he paskins that it's Durabanan, that Kedusha Rishayin was Batal, but L'Gabit Karbanis, he paskins that Kedusha Rishayin was not Batal. And he makes a Chilik, because Kedusha of the Binyan Bayis is totally in the Shechina, and the Shechina was never left. The Shechina never left. Vashenki in the Kedusha, the Gabi Maishas, that's totally in the Kibush. And once Klai Yisrael loses control of the land, so then it doesn't have Kedusha, the Gabi Chumus and Maishas. That's what the Rambam says. But the Ravid argues. The Ravid says that totally Habaha. The Ravid apparently holds that they're both the Kedusha's bottle for both of them. So Melech B'Kveg is not sure. He says you have to go into the Shaila if we pass him like the Rambam. On that, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha said, well, even like the Ravid, you could bring the Karbanis, because according to the Ravid, you don't have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, but you have a Heter of Bamos. But like we said, that's Talioson of Machlokes Yishayinim, which he mentions, that Rabbeinu Chaim in our Taisa says that even if you're like Kitchlas Lavid, it's still an Issa Bamos. But the Tzirish Kalisha was going, like Rashi and Zvachim, that there'll be a Heter Bamos then. Rabbi Kivega also mentioned that it's hard to find the Makam HaMizbeach exactly, and the Midas HaMizbeach, because we don't know exactly how much an Amma is. So now, if Tzirish Kalisha says that the Eich and Reichiv, it says it's not Ma'akiv, that's a Psak Halacha from the Gemara in Zvachim, the fifth parak is brought in the Rambam, that's clear that the Eich and Reichiv of the Mizbech is not Ma'akiv. So rather we should try to make it as Meduyik as possible, but it's not Ma'akiv. But he doesn't answer the thing of Makam HaMizbech. You see, even if you're a Makriv and Afishayim Bayis, Taisus says in Zvachim, but a Mizbech you'll need. Menachis, could be you wouldn't need a Mizbech, but for Karbanis, for Zvachim, you need a Mizbech. The Gemara there says, Mizbech Shenifkam, all the Karbanis become Basel, because you can't bring a carbon without a Mizbech. So apparently the idea to bring Karbanis Mizman Azeh was to make a Mizbech. We can't make a Beis HaMikdash until a Navi tells us, until Mashiach comes, and we have Alpi Navi to make a Beis HaMikdash. But a Mizbech, apparently the hell do you let him make? So the idea is, we'll make a Mizbech. So now Rabbi Kvega was bothered that you won't be able to make a mizbech with the same measurements. So, and that the Tzirish Kalisha says that it's not ma'akiv. But other Gedalei Torah, notably Rabbi David Karlina, in the Sefer Shelas David, he has a kuntrus drishas tzin vishalayim. He says, but we need the makam ha-mizbech. The Rambam says a lashon in Perek Shein Nilchas Pesach B'chira, ha-mizbech mekayme mechuvin b'yaser. It has an exact makam. The Gemara says in Zvachim, they need a Navi to tell them where the Makam HaMizbeach is. So Mela, we won't be able to figure out where the Makam HaMizbeach is, and that will be a problem. That's a second objection. We don't know exactly where the Makam HaMizbeach is. Now, the other two objections Rabbi Kivega mentioned to him was, first of all, Yechusei Kohuna, which there he says, even though legabe the dinim that are noyik today, the kahanim are considered avada because of the chazaka, semele yoz avada, they can't be mekel and be metamei lemesim or marry psule kuna because they don't know if they're a kain, because they have a chazaka, they're a kain. But legabe dinim that aren't noyik today, legabe those dinim, the chazaka doesn't work. It's not considered chazaka legabe those dinim, and memela, they wouldn't be allowed to be avada avada. That's a big vegas taina. Big masu matin between him and Atsirish Kalishiv, that's Emesunat. And the other tiny Rabbi Kivega had was Lagabi making big day kuna. So Vice says to making big day kuna, Vice says the hell he can make big day kuna. He can make a ksainus and a mechlesayim and a mikbas. Problem is the avnate. That if you hold that the avnate, there's a machlekis in the Gemara, if the avnate of the kain hedyit was made out of linen, which then apparently you'd be able to make it on your own. But it could be the avnit of the kain hedya was like the avnit of the kain gadol. It was made out of tchelis agam until ashani v'sheish. So tchelis, you don't have a chalazin, and even agam until ashani, we don't know exactly what it is. So mainly we wouldn't be able to make the big dekuna, so that big dekuna wouldn't be shaykh to be eved avayda. Like we said, the shayla of tuma is tuma hutchu b'tzibur. But the other objection that was mentioned was that shkolim. In other words, to bring Kabbanah Tzibur are brought from the Chumas HaLishka, which is taken from Shkolim from the Tzibur. Today we don't have Shkolim, we're not able to get the Tzibur to give a Machzah Shekel, and Mele, we wouldn't be able to bring Kabbanah Tzibur because Kabbanah Tzibur have to be brought from the Chumas HaLishka from the Machzah Shekel. Tzirish Kalish Hel is not a problem. You could go and be Meisur the Tzibur and it'll be good. But a lot of Gedalim are back. The Emden Hel there was a problem, the Chsam Seif Hel there was a problem. A lot of Gdelim held that was a problem. The only thing they were able to want to be mitzadet about was a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach, you don't need Shkolim. Everyone brings their own Korban Pesach. And a Korban Pesach also is din of Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur. So male a Korban Pesach, there wouldn't be a problem with Shkolim. But to bring Korbanos to me, the Memusafim, even though the Korbanos Tzibur and Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur, but there's a problem, you don't have Shkolim. Now, the other problems that were mentioned, this was mentioned by the Chafetz Chaim and the Kutei Halachas, that even if Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur, and we'd be allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karbanis, but would that allow us to go to the Beis HaMikdash to build the Mizbeach? Maybe if you have a Mizbeach and you're only going to build the to bring the Karbanis, that's allowed. But to go into the Makam HaMikdash to build the Mizbeach, that wouldn't be allowed, because when you're coming into the Beis HaMikdash, you're still not ready to bring the Karban. And Mimela, you're being over on the Isser of Tumah of a Mikdash to go to build the Mizbeach. That was another possible problem. And another problem, which was mentioned in Rabbi David Kalina, is the following, that there's a machlokes in the Gemara when you say Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur, that there's a man Yom, and a Tumah is the Chuya B'Tzibur, and you need a Ritzai Tzitz. The only time you say Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur is when you have Ritzai Tzitz. Now the Ritzai Tzitz only works when you have a Tzitz, and you have a Kohen Gadol to wear the Tzitz. And you would need the full Big Day Kohen Gadol. You would need that the Kohen Gadol should wear all his begadim. He'd have to wear a chayshin and an eifin, and of course we don't know what the avnei chayshin are. We won't be able to make a chayshin, won't be able to make an eifin. So memela, if you're old, you don't need ritzit tzitz, so all you would need is the kain hedya to be eifin, and the kain hedya could be able to make the begadim. But if you're old, you don't need the tcheles for agam until ashani in the avneit. But if you're old, you need ritzit tzitz, so then you would need a kain gadol, and you would need big day kain gadol, and all that we don't have. Memela wouldn't be shaykh that didn't have too much of a tzitz because you won't have ritzit tzitz. Another possible objection was that the Lukutei Halachas the Chafetz Chaim speaks about in the fifth parak of Zvachim, is that the Gemara says Shlom Sheshachtam Kaidem Psichas Dalsas HaHechel is Psula. If you don't open up the doors of the Hechel and you shech the Shlomim, it's possible. And a lot of Rishonim say it means all Karbanis. So for the Chafetz Chaim, what's the Pshat Makiv and Afav Yishayim Bayis? You don't have the opening of the doors of the Hechel. So Zok the Chavetz Chaim, because the area is open. If there's no Beis HaMikdash there, so there's nothing closed. The area is open. So Mele, it's called Psichas Dalsa Hechel. So he says, but Hain, there is a building there. It's not a Beis HaMikdash, but there's a mask where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. And Mele, it's closed. So Mele, you'll have a problem that it's not open, so it'll be a problem like Shalom Shachtam Kaidim Psichas Dalsa Hechel. But then he brings him a Rajb and Shuas. The Rajb asks this Kasha. If you're old, Shalom Shalom Kaim Psichas Dalsa Hechel is possible, I am a Kiv Nafi Shem Bais. So you don't have Psichas Dalsa Hechel. So the Rajb says, when you don't have a Hechel, then you don't need Psichas Dalsa Hechel. Sounds from the Rajb, but it's dumb. If you don't have a Hechel, there is no Dim Psichas Dalsa Hechel, and it wouldn't be a problem if there's another building there, and he blives Sarachian. So these are some or most of the different objections that Gdele Terah had. What's interesting is like this. He wrote the letter to Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega, like we said, wasn't masking because of the different tainus that he had, the Yechuse Kuna and the Big Day Kuna v'chuli. But he said, when Tzvius Kalisha started writing back, he said he doesn't have kayach to discuss it with him. He's going to write to the Chassam Sefer, to his Edom the Chassam Sefer. And the tshuva Rabbi Kivega has is that he wrote back to Tzvius Kalisha that he sent a tshuva from the Chassam Sefer, and he wrote that day you asked that I should ask the Surah Yerushalayim to give Rishus to your Makriv, it's not going to happen because he's very, very makbun on that. He doesn't want anyone that's not a Muslim to go in there because their mosque is built there. And now the whole thing is not negayim. That's what he wrote. But Rabbi Kivega wrote that he wrote to him also, if you would have Rishus, he says what you wrote, what Meshver wrote about Big Day Kun and Tcheles Ragaman, so what you wrote that only worked for Pesachim because Kabbanis Yachar and Apam Betum and Kabbanis Tziba have to be from Shkolim, that's correct. So it's Mashmi was maskim to his taina of Big Day Kuna, but the tshuva we have in the Chassam Sefer, it's in Yerodeish Sim and Reish Lam and Vav, he was maskim to his taina of Shkolim and therefore only wanted it done in the Lagabe, but he wasn't maskim about Yichas Kuna because he held that the Kanema considered me Yichasim enough for that. And mainly he writes, he holds L'mais that if it was possible, he could bring a Korban Pesach, Pizman Azeh. And he doesn't mention anything about the taina of the Big Day Kuna, that the Avnei needs a Tcheles for government to last Shani. So it's interesting, the Chassam Sefer held that if it was Taka Shayach to do it, he held he could do it, but not for any Korban Tzibur, only for Pesach, because the other ones need to call him. But like I mentioned, a lot of Gedela mentioned the other taina, like Rabbi Kivega's taina, that you needed that there is a problem of Yichuse Kuna, and there is a problem of Tcheles for government to last Shani, and also the Makam HaMizbeach is a problem, and also the problem that you can't build the Mizbeach, because that term is not mutter to build the Mizbeach. Also the problem that you would need Ritzit Tzitz and you need a Kayin Gadol with the Big Day Kayin Gadol.
We will now begin the Agadat Gemara that starts on Daf Yoram Beis in Megillah. The Gemara brings down various Amoraim. Each one gives his own introduction to the Megillah. One of the Amoraim mentioned is the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and his Pischa, his opening to the Divrei HaMegillah, is from a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Tachas HaNatzutz Yale Beroish, V'sachas HaSirpad Yale Hadas, V'hoyo LaShem L'Shem L'Ois Olam Lo Yikareis. Tachas HaNatzutz means underneath the coats, the thorns. Yale Beroish. Beroish is a type of tree. V'sachas HaSirpad, a sirpad is also a type of coats, it's a type of thorn. Yale Hadas, the Hadas tree will grow, the myrtle tree will grow. And the Gemara is midame that tachas hanatzutz means tachas haman arosha. Haman was like a thorn. Sha'asa atzme avidizara. And the Gemara says that we darshan that haman is called natzutz because we use the word natzutzim in a pasuk, also in Yeshaya, in Perek Zayin, uvachol hanatzutzim, uvachol hanalulim. The pasuk uses the thorn as a metaphor for avidizara. And since Haman made himself into Avodizara, so we use the reference to Haman with the word Natsutz. So underneath that thorn bush, Yala Beroish, will grow the tree called Beroish, which is a very fragrant tree. And the Gemara darshins Beroish zem Mordechai shenikra Roish l'chol ha-besomim. Because the pasuk that discusses the besom says, Va'ata kach l'chol besomim Roish mordror. When putting together the Shemana Mishcha, we're supposed to use Besamim Roish, and the word Mordrar, Metargaminon, the Targum for that, is Mori Dechei, which means Mordechai. So underneath the thorn bush, which is Haman, comes the Besamim tree, which is a reference to Mordechai. Tachas HaSirpad, underneath another type of thorn tree, which the Gemara says, Tachas Vashti HaRasha'a, Bas B'noi Shanavuchad, Netzar HaRasha, Shesoraf, Refidas Beis Hashem. Sirpad over here is used as a reference to Srefa of Refidas Beis Hashem, which is what Nebuchadnezzar did. So that's a reference to Vashti, who's the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Yale Hadas will come, the Hadas, the myrtle tree, which is a reference to Esther HaTzadekes, Shenikreis Hadasa. V'haya LaHashem L'Shem Zu Mikra Megillah. And La'ois Olam Lo Yikareis Elu Yumei Purim. Now we have to try and figure out how it is that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni's drasha of this pasuk is being used as a psicha to the Megillah. Obviously, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni understands that there must be something very fundamental about his drasha that gives us a perspective to understand the whole point of the Megillah. So in the Sefer Or Gedal Yahu on Purim, he has a fascinating essay discussing this Gemara. And he begins by explaining the philosophy and the worldview of Amalek. What is it that Amalek stands for? And what are we doing when we're mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek? So he explains that essentially there are two systems that are used to determine what happens in this world. There is a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself set up, which makes it look like everything that happens in the Bria happens because that is the Teva. There is the concept of cause and effect. And a person could live his entire life being governed by this system, such that the person spends most of his life making sure that he protects himself from those things in the Bria that seem to be the cause for bad things to happen to him, and to try his hardest to connect himself to those things that seems to be the cause for good things to happen. That means that he leads his life as if the Teva is running on its own and is not a mere outer expression of Ratzon Hashem. This system is referred to as Mikra. Mikra means that things just happen. They happen because that's the natural order of things. However, there's another system which actually lies behind the facade of Teva, of Mikra, and that is the Nekud HaPnimis, the inner spark of Ruchnius, which is the real cause for everything. Because Hashem is really the Sibas Kol HaSibas. Nothing really happens in the Bria without Hashem's Ratzon, Ve'ata Mechaye Es Kulam. And he continues and says that it's up to the person to choose which system he's going to belong to. Which means that if the person lives with the perspective that everything that happens in his life is happening because of Teva, the first system, then Hashem allows him to live within that system. Masha Enkein, if the person chooses to look behind the facade of Teva and recognize and appreciate that everything is really being run by Hashem Yisbarach, then Hashem deals with him differently. He deals with him more directly with a system called Hashgacha Pratis. Because then Hashem Kaviyachol takes a more active interest in this person's destiny. And as a support to this theory, he quotes the Rambam Hilchas Tainius. Over there in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, the Rambam explains the whole point of a Tainus. He says, Davar Zeh, the Tainus is Midarkei HaTshuvahu. Shebizman shetovei tzara, when a tzara happens, v'yizaku aleha, v'yariu, and Klal Yisrael davens, and blows the shofar, yedu, they will know, shebiglal ma'aseyem haroim hura lehen, that the reason why the tzara happened is because of their evil actions, kakosuv, avoneiseichem hitu, the Pasuk tells us that it's our sins that cause the bad things to happen, v'zehu sheyigroim lohasir atzara me'aleihem. The Rambam tells us that the cause for the tzara to go away from us is not necessarily the tefillah itself. It's not as if, al yedei our tefillah, we caused Hashem to change his mind and take away the tzara. Rather, he says that the purpose of the tainus and being tzoyik el Hashem is in order for us to be aware that the bad things that happen to us is a result of our bad actions. Continues the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, and he says, Aval im lo yizaku, if they will not cry out to Hashem v'lo yariyu, ela yoimru dover ze miminu ka'olam irilanu. They'll say that this thing that happened was a natural occurrence. Vitzara zu nikra nikres. There's the word mikra. It's happening by itself. Hare zu derech achzarius v'geremes lehem lidovik maseim aroim. It causes them to stay and stick with their bad actions. V'soysif atzara tzaras acheres. And that will cause other tzaras to happen. And the Rambam explains with this the pasuk that it says in Parshas V'chukosei V'halachtem imi b'keri, if you will go with me, you will walk with me with the perspective of keri, things happening on their own, V'halachti gam ani imochem b'chamas keri, k'loimar, k'sha'avi aleichem tzara, k'dei she'tashuvu, im toimru, she'i keri, if when I do something, a punishment in order that you should do tshuva, and you go and say that's keri, so then oisef lachem chamas oisei keri. So the Or Gedal Yahu takes out of this Rambam the fact that it's up to the person to choose whether he will be subject to the rules of Teva, or he will be connected to the world that's above Teva, that's behind Teva, the Ratzon Hashem, that is really being mechaya everything. Now the force within this world that is entirely connected to this world of Teva, the world of Mikra, in which things happen because of this Seder, this system of cause and effect, is called Amalek. when the Torah describes what Amalek did at the end of Parshas Kiseitze and Parshas Zachar, it says, Asher Karcha Baderech. Karcha is from a Lashon Mikra, because the whole Metzias of Amalek is all about Mikra, which is why the Medrash says, on the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, when Haman related to his family what happened to him, Es Kol Asher Karahu, the Medrash says, Ben Benoy Shel Asher Karcha. Haman is referring to things that just happened to him, and because he is the descendant of Asher Karcha, of Amalek, whose worldview involves only Mikra. And he explains that the real root of this perspective of Amalek is Esav. Amalek is a descendant of Esav, and the Medrash says in Parshas Toldos, Esav, the Lashon Esav comes from a Lashon Shav, Dosh Shav Shebarasi Bo'ilami, because Esav is a Bria of Sheker. Shav and Sheker are synonymous. And since the whole concept of Mikra is really a Sheker, it's a facade, it is really only there to be master, to hide the fact that Hashem is really running the world, He makes it look as if things run on their own, we understand that Amalek, who believes in Mikra, would have emerged from someone like Esav, who is all about the sheker of Olam Hazeh. And that's why it says, Reishis Goyim Amalek V'achrisei Adei Oved. Amalek is really destined for destruction. It's not as if Amalek can have a real kiyum, La'asid Lavoi, because La'asid Lavoi, when things are going to be emes, Amalek can no longer exist. And the Maral goes as far as to say that from the very fact that we have a tzivoy to be moiche zari shel Amalek, that shows that Amalek doesn't really have a real metzias. It's actually reflected in our mitzvah. The fact that we have a mitzvah to be moiche them shows us that as far as Hashem is concerned, they really don't deserve to exist. Because they only exist as far as this outer shell, this facade in this world is concerned. But not as far as Hashem, the true Metzias, is concerned. Amalek is not Davuk, he's not attached to the Shoyrish and the Mekor of existence, which is Hashem himself. And he explains that's why when we talk about the Mechi of Amalek, it only says, Ki mochi emche es zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemoyim. All he has to do is wipe out their name from underneath the Shemaim, because his Metzias does not reach Lamala min HaShemaim. He doesn't have any Metzias above the natural order, which is Mitachas HaShemoyim. This explains also why we find that Amalek excelled in the area of Kshafim, of Kishuf. As Rashi says in Shemois Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes Bechar Lonu Anoshim by the Melchemes Amalek, he told Yeshua to choose people, Sheyoidim Levatel Kshafim, Lefi Shebnei Amalek Mechashfim Hoyu. Because as Chazal say, the reason why they're called Kshafim is because they're Makishim Pamalya Shomala. They, so to speak, contradict the Pamalya Shomala, which is the whole system that's above this world, it's above Teva, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's court and his Malachim. Because the whole concept of Kishuf is that it appears as if it's capable of going Keneged the Ratzon of Hashem. Which is why we find that the Gemara says in Chulin Dav Zayin Mebeis that there was a certain Isha who was a Mechashefa, who was trying to adversely affect Reb Chanina. She tried to take the dirt out from underneath his feet, and Reb Chanina responded to her by saying, Ein oid movadiksiv, which means that anybody who's connected to the perspective of Ein oid movade, that it's only Hashem running the world and there are no other koiches besides him, Kishuv can have absolutely no effect on that person. With this, the Ur Gedalyo makes an incredible observation. We find over there in the parasha of Melchemes Amalek, in the end of parasha's Bishalach, that Moshe, Aaron, and Hur had to ascend the Giva. Moshe, Aaron, and Hur, Olu Roisha Giva. Rashi explains that we learn out from here, Mikan She'ein Poichsin Migimel Bnei Adam Lavrlof Neateva B'tainis Tzibur. We learn out Lahalacha that you need three people when conducting the Tefillah by a Tainis Tzibur, and that shows us that they were fasting. Now there's a rule that we find many times in the Sfarim of Reb Tzadok HaKohen. He says that the first time you find any idea mentioned in the Torah, it's a siman that that is the shoyrish of that concept. So the first time that we ever find the idea of a tainis being mentioned in the Torah is in that parsha of Amalek, which is a siman that the ikar koyach keneged Amalek is with a tainis. And we find that that's what happened at the time of Mordechai v'Esther. Divrei tzoymes v'zakosom. And what is the hesber? Because we already opened with the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, who explains that the whole idea of a tainis is to establish the perspective that things do not run through Mikra, to bring us to the awareness that Hashem is running the world with his Hashkacha. So it's no surprise that the whole idea of a tainis is first and foremost associated with Amalek in the Torah. Because like we explained, Amalek is the one that wants us to believe that everything runs through Mikra. And the tainis is there to combat that force. The moment a person believes that it's because of his Maisim Haroim that the Tzoris came, Amalek has absolutely no control, no shlita. And this is of course because a tainis helps us leave the guf. It leaves the part of our makeup that is dependent on Olam Hazeh and allows us to be connected to a more spiritual world, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as opposed to the world of Teva. And this is, of course, the reason why Chazal were Kaveya Yud Gimel Ba'adar as a day of Tainus, as a Hakdama to Purim. Because there could be no better Hakdama to the Inyan of fighting Amalek than a Tainus. As a matter of fact, he mentions that in the Rishonim, in the beginning of Megillah, you see a very interesting thing. One of the days that's mentioned by the Mishnah, the first Mishnah Megillah, that's kosher for Kriyas HaMegillah, is Yom Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel Ba'adar is one of the days that, if it's necessary, we reschedule the Megillah to be read on. The Lashon of the Gemara in Megillah to explain why Yud Gimel is a natural day for the Megillah to be read on is because it's Zman Kehillah L'Koil. And the Rishonim explains Zman Kehillah L'Koil means that it's the day of Tainus. Why would the day of the Tainus be an appropriate day to read the Megillah on? The answer is because the exercise of the Tainus is Gufa, an exercise in fighting Amalek themselves, and therefore it's appropriate to lay the Megillah on that day. In fact, this approach is even negeya lahalacha, because the Rishonim in Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph asked the question: how is it possible for us to fast on Yud Gimel Ba'adar? After all, the din is that all of the Yomim Tovim that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, the days that are Aser B'Tainus U'Behespid, not only are the days themselves Aser to fast, it's even Aser to fast the day Lefnehem Lachrehem, the day preceding or following the Yom Tov immediately. And therefore, the question is, Yud Gimel is the day before Purim. Purim is one of the days that you're not allowed to fast. And the Rishonim asked, don't say that it was Batla Megillas Tainus, because Purim and Chanukah are the two exceptions to the rule that it was Batla Megillas Tainus. So how are you allowed to fast Erev Purim on Tainus Esther? Says the Ran B'Shem the Raivet, De Einoi Doime L'Shar Tainuyos, De Zikaren L'Nesu Shenasaboy. And he explains, Shekeshem Shekiblu Aleim Lasis Yomtif, Kach Kiblu Aleim Divrei Atzimus V'Zakasam. It's actually a part of the Yomtif. And the way we're explaining, it's beautiful, because the whole point of this Yomtif is to understand that we're not really living in a world that's governed by Teva, and that's exactly what a Tainus accomplishes. And the truth is that the fact that Amalek is there whenever we attach ourselves to the world of Teva, and the way to escape Amalek, the way to fight Amalek, is to recognize that Hashem is running the world like one does when he has a tainus, like the Rambam says over there in Hilchas Tainus, is mefurish in Rashi in Parshas Bishalach, because over there on the pasuk, Va'al nasoisim es Hashem lemer hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im oyin, the Klal Yisrael, so to speak, tested Hashem and said, hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu, is Hashem amongst us or not? Rashi brings Maimer Chazal over there that because of this question, they caused Amalek to come. He brings the mashal. Person had his son riding on his shoulders, and he met somebody, and the son, who was riding on top of his father's shoulders, asked the stranger, have you seen my father? And the father says, you don't know where I am? He threw him off his shoulders, and the Kelev came and bit him. The Zohar HaKadosh over there says, Amar Abba, Mai Dechsiv Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Em Oyin, V'chi Tipshim Avu Yisroel, were they fools, the Layadu Milada, they didn't know this fact? V'achamu Shechinta Kamayu, they saw the Shechinta in front of them, V'anani HaKavir Alayu, Disastrin Luhu, V'anani HaKavir, who constantly protecting them, V'inun Amru Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Em Oyin. And the Zohar continues, they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. And the Argad Al-Yo explains, Al-Derech HaPshat, even though the Zohar HaKadosh explains things over there, Al-Derech HaSoid, but he explains Al-Derech HaPshat that of course they knew that Hashem Yisbarach created the world and runs the Bria, because they saw Nisim and Nifloys. But they were asking, Ayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu, B'soich Seder HaTeva. And since it was Teva that they were questioning, is Hashem behind the Teva or not? Is Teva a mask for Hashem's Hanhaga? Or is it running by itself? That's when Amalek came. Because as we said, once a person chooses to put himself underneath the Seder of Siba Mesoiviv, of cause and effect, of Teva, then Afani Elechi Mochem B'chamas Keri, Hashem allows him to live with that Seder. With this akdama, we can gain an incredible insight into what happened in the story of the Megillah. Because we know that what caused the gzeira on Klal Yisrael, one opinion we learn in our Gemara, is because they were nene from the Suda of Achashverosh. And it's for this reason, if you follow the story, you see that it was at the Suda itself that the cause for the Gullus began. Because at the Suda, the Maisa happened with Vashti. And since it was Haman who gave the idea how to deal with Vashti, Haman was Oyla L'Gdula. Because we know that Memuchan was really Haman. And the reason why going to the Suda, being nene from the Suda of Achashverosh, brought about the Gzeira, was because the actual going to the Suda of Achashverosh was an act of subjugating themselves under the Seder, under the system of Siba and Mesoivev, of cause and effect. Because we know Mordechai HaTzadik said, Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachve, he wasn't willing to just be machnia himself to the Malchus. And they actually thought that all of the tzaris are only coming because they're not machnia themselves to the Malchus. And if they go, they'll be makarv themselves to the Malchus, they'll show that they want to be part of the Suda, then of course, al pi derech ha-teva, good things will happen to them. And the moment that Klal Yisrael chooses that path, vayovai Amalek. Amalek came, and that's what the Tzar of Haman was. But when Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and they recognized that they sinned by going to the Suda of Achashverosh, and they decided to connect themselves to the derech of Mordechai HaTzadik, who was lo yichrav lo yishtachve, and was connected to a higher system, not derech ha-teva, but the system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu v'atzmoi, then everything got turned around. And the Suda itself, which originally had caused bad, was really the goyrim for the Yeshua. Because why did Esther become the queen? Only because Vashti was killed at the Suda. So it comes out that as soon as Klal Yisrael is willing to recognize that it's their Maisim Aroyim that causes evil, and they attach themselves to the Pnimius of the Bria, then the whole Siba Lira, whatever was causing the Tzara, turns out to be the Siba for the Geula itself. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says, Eis Tzara hi l'Yakov u'mimeno yivosheya. From the Tzara itself comes the Yeshua. The Sfasemis actually says in Purim, Tafresh Nun Zayin, that Mimena is Osias Mehaman. From Haman himself comes the Yeshua. Because it was really only his Eitzah to kill Vashti that caused Esther eventually to become the Malka. And this is again because there are two choices. If we attach ourselves to the worldview of Mikra, to the world of Siba Mesoiviv, cause and effect, the world of Teva, then we're left to the fate of Amalek, who is governed by Teva. But if we choose to attach ourselves to the Seder of the Pnimius of the Hanhaga, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really being manig his world, and he's only hiding behind that Teva, and the Teva does not have any Metzias unto itself. That's only a facade. Then we could be zoiche to the good that lies in those events themselves. Because Hashem himself is the Tachlis HaTov. And if you understand that Hashem is the one who's running the world, it's just that he's running it through the Teva, then you could be zoiche to the good that lies within that Teva. But if you forget about him, and you look at the Teva like it's running on its own, then you once again wind up b'chamas keri. So it's the same Teva that when separated from the Shoresh serves as the cause for evil, ends up as the source for the greatest good as soon as it's connected back to the Shoresh, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take a look at the Haggadah of Rabbi Isaac Chaver, Yad Mitzrayim, in his Akdama, you'll see that he explains that the two Hanhagas, the Hanhagas HaTeva and the Hanhaga Lamalam and HaTeva, are actually the Oymik of the two Eitzim that were in Gan Eden, the Eitz HaChaim and the Eitz HaDas Tov V'ra. The Eitz HaChaim is the Eitz HaTorah, the Eitz L'mailo Men HaTeva, and the Eitz HaDas Tov V'ra is the Eitz of Chochmas Chitzonius, of Chochmas HaTeva, of the system of this world. And so it comes out that Haman, who comes from Amalek, is connected to the Eitz HaDas Tov V'ra. And that's why the Remez that the Gemara says in Chulin, for Haman, Haman min HaTorah minayin haminho Eitz, it refers to the Pasuk that talks about the Eitz HaDas. And that's probably the Inyan of Ad lo yoda bein ar Haman l'baruch Mordechai, a person on Purim, through being inebriated, brings himself back to the Darga of Adam Rishon Koidem HaChet, before the Yediyas Tov V'ra, Ad lo yoda bein ar Haman l'baruch Mordechai, because he connects himself back to the Madrega, which is divorced from this facade of Teva. We can now come back and explain Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni's psicha to the Megillah. He darshan the pasuk tachas ha-na'atzutz yaleh v'roish, which means underneath the na'atzutz, which is the koitz, which we said is a reference to Haman, Yalev Roish, will grow the fragrant tree which symbolizes Mordechai. And that means that underneath the Hanhaga Hachitzoinius of the Natsutz, which is Haman, Haman was like a thorn in our eyes. Haman was bringing destruction to Klal Yisrael. Underneath that Hanhaga, lying behind the facade of the Teva, was really the Hanhaga Pnimius of Beroish. Because everything turned out to be a Siba for Mordechai to become Oyla Ligdula. Tachas HaSirpad Yala Adas. Underneath Vashti, who was the Siba for the Gullus, was really Muchan all along the Hanhaga of Hadas, of Esther, who was the Siba for the Geula. But it's all dependent on Klal Yisrael, which system they choose to connect themselves to. If they want to stay within the system of Siba, of Mesoived, of cause and effect, of Teva, then those things, the Natsutz and the Sirpad, will remain Sibas for evil. However, when they attach themselves to the Panemius Hanhaga, then it's Nizgala, that underneath all of those things that appear to be bad were gufa the sibas for the geula itself, which means that they were really good. And that is the complete nahapach hu. Poor Haman nepach lepurenu. And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani continues dashing the pasuk v'hoya l'Hashem l'shem zu mikra megillah, because this hanhaga of Mordechai ve'Esther brought about a gilui of the Shem Hashem. We know that the Shem Hashem is not mentioned in the Megillah, but it's constantly hiding behind the Oseas. There are many Rosh Tevis, Soif Tevis, which is the Shem Havaya. Because Esther Minatari Minayim Vanoichi Haster Aster Espanai. Hashem is hiding behind the Teva. And that's what it means, Vahaya LaShem LaShem. Shem is the Gilui of the Mahus of something. So Yidei coming in touch with Tachas HaNatzutz Yaleh V'Roish and Tachas HaSirpad Yaleh HaDas is Vahaya LaShem LaShem. That are never going to be nisbatel, even if all the moedes are going to be batel lasid lavoi, but Purim will not become nisbatel, because Purim is a gilui about the Teva itself. All other moedim are going to be nisbatel, because the nisim that will happen lasid lavoi will totally overshadow the nisim that happened prior to that point. But Purim is not about nisim, it's not about leaving Teva, it's about the understanding that Teva itself is being run constantly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.